Hello and welcome to jasonnewland.com. So the point for this is going to be a live relaxation session. My name is Jason Newland, I'm a hypnotist. I've been doing live hypnosis sessions and recorded sessions, videos, podcasts for 12 years online, and I've been a hypnotist for 20 years. So I'm actually recording this as well with my audio recorder. I've got a Tascam audio recorder, so I'll be uploading this as a podcast as well. So I thought what I would do, as I've got an iPhone and I've got the technology that's available, and I've got the internet, which is fairly okay, fairly stable, I'd do a stream, like a live stream on here. If I had two phones, I would also stream this possibly to YouTube as well. But as it is, I'm just gonna just do it to here, and maybe I'll do another one if you like it. So it's a case of let me know what you think, what you feel, if you like what I do. So I'm not on here to perv over the young women or anything like that. I'm here just to help people. If you go to my website, jasonnewland.com, then you'll see the what I do. And when I finish this, then I'll do the perving. I'll wait until I'm joking. So Tina Fey, hello everyone that's on here. I won't start the session straight away, so I'll give you a little bit of time to get ready. So what I'll do is a bit of a pre-discussion. Kind of, not foreplay, but you know, before doing it. So what I'm going to do is, someone wrote down, if I had only 24 hours to live, what would I do? I don't know, I suppose. I'd eat a lot of ice cream. Yeah, I'd borrow a lot of money off people as well. I'd borrow as much money as I could and just waste it. But hey, that's one of the questions that was asked. Can you say it again? So does everybody understand me? Am I speaking okay? I'm from England, and I understand that the accent might be a bit weird for you, but it might be okay. So you can re-listen to this if you like on my podcasts on SoundCloud. Just look my name up. It's Jason Newland. That's my name. N-E-W-L-A-N-D. My website is jasonnewland.com. So the preamble is, during this session, all I'm going to do is just talk. And I would advise to only listen to this when you can safely close your eyes. So if you're driving a jumbo jet or, you know, something like that, driving a bus or, you know, helicopter, just turn this off. Don't watch this then. So the whole point, it's not that it's going to send you into a sleep necessarily, it's more about relaxing your body, which relaxes your brain, and when you relax your mind, you relax your body, you relax your body, relaxes your mind. You know, it's just a continuous thing, really. And I have been doing this a long time, so this is not my first time. And although you'd think that if I'd done this many times before, I would have done something with my hair. It it's really the top of my hair just looks like someone's gone back in time to a 70s porn movie and just cut off a bunch of pubic hairs and just stuck it on the top of my head. But hey, that's just the way my hair is. It's at a weird angle. I need to patch it to try and go like that so it looks like I've got more hair. So thank you for those of you that are following me. It's hard to get a routine going for this stuff. I'm quite new to the live.me thing, and I know that it's not really for me. You know, it's not my age group. This is not aimed at that. But I'm not necessarily aiming what I do at my age group or any age group. It's for everybody. So if you're 75 years old and you're at home and you haven't got out the house for, you know, weeks, you haven't seen anybody, then I can be useful for that, because you get to see a friendly face, or maybe not friendly, but a regular person that you get to know, because I do a lot of sessions, so you get to know me. So it's like having a friend from a distance. Also helps for you to relax. For people that are ill, people that have got chronic pain, help you to relax your body so that you feel a bit happier within yourself, a bit more content and at peace within yourself, able better to deal with life and whatever happens really to you or to other people that you care about. And it can go through any kind of period in your life, people that are going through a divorce, but also people that are just having a really good time, they're happy. Maybe you had a heavy night last night, you know, went out clubbing, night clubbing, or whatever you do to relax and to wind down or to enjoy yourself. And maybe you just need to chill out, as it's a Sunday evening where I live at the moment. It's Sunday evening here. I suppose it might be Sunday morning or Monday morning where you are, I don't know. And if you're listening or watching back, if you're on the podcast, listen to this, you could be listening to this in a few days' time or even a few years' time. So there you go. And for younger people, maybe at school or college, going through exams, or older people going through exams, college, university. I was 40 when I got my degree, so I was 37 when I started my degree. So I waited a long time. That was, 22 years after I left school. So that's something also to maybe put out there, that even if you're 15 years old and you've maybe got a child, you know, and you might think, oh, what am I going to do the rest of my life? I've messed up my chances for the future. Well, it's never too late. There's always time to do things in the future. You know, life is about being happy with who you are and realizing that you can go to college, go to school, get a degree pretty much at any age. Even 60, 70, 100. Yeah, so it's, I try and do a positive, try and put in positive suggestions. I'm also a qualified counsellor as well. So I try to do basically counselling. Hypnosis is kind of what I would call what I do. So I don't necessarily focus so much on things like stop smoking and those kind of things as much as I have done in the past. I've done sessions on that, But for me, it's more of a continuous process. It's something where you can feel good more and more with yourself, how you are getting more connected with how you feel happy in your own body. King Twins asked me if I've still got a ferret, and yes, I have. Andre the ferret is in my bedroom, I think, doing something to his slipper, so I won't go into that. So for me now, doing this counselling hypnosis is about every day moving forward towards more of acceptance, accepting yourself. That doesn't mean not making any changes or putting up with things that you don't like. It's about an inner acceptance. And also every day is a new opportunity to make changes. So this is what I'm doing, and every session leads on to the next session, whatever it may be. Even if it's a chronic pain session, you know, relief for chronic pain, or if you've got fibromyalgia, if it's issues with abuse or bullying, those kind of things. All my sessions all intertwine is probably the right word, but I think mingle and intertwine, so intertwingle together to make something where you start to feel differently about yourself. That's what I do. That's my aim. That's what I'm here for. So I'm going to start in a minute. I've got 47 people watching me, so I know that's not millions of people, but I kind of want to make sure that I've got an even, just before I start, so that we can just get on with it. And if anyone's got any questions, I'm happy to answer questions. And also, if anybody has any suggestions for future sessions, topics you'd like me to talk about, because I do a Monday hypnotic buffet session, which I'll be doing tomorrow. And every week, every Monday, I do a hypnotic buffet, and I discuss certain things. It's a bit of a ramble. There's therapy in mind, but at the same time, it's not hypnosis. It's kind of just a mixture of things. And I've been doing it for, I think I've done 26 weeks, I think, so far. And I've got an app as well, which you can download on my website, which is quite cool. Only for the Android, though. I've got an itchy back. Excuse me. So this, for those only listening to podcast, I just scratched my back. So I'm going to start this session in a second. And I think the thing just went off there for a second. But I'm going to start talking and do a relaxation session and just if you just wait 2 seconds. Alright, I just need to just make a couple of different changes. Right, okay. So I had a phone call coming through, but I can't take it because I'm in the middle of this. and I don't want to start all over again. So this is going to be a short relaxation session, but you're going to get a taste of what I do. So we're going to do a very, very basic thing where I'm just going to ask you to kind of do what I'm doing. I'm sitting in a chair. Of course, you can lay down if that's better for you. Physically, that might be the right thing for you to do. But I'm just going to ask you to sit down on the chair, ideally, with your feet flat on the floor. And your hands maybe on your knees or on your thighs, you know. Just so that you're not putting any pressure on your shoulders. If you have your arms crossed like this, it might be comfortable now, but it might not be comfortable when you start relaxing more. So maybe just put your hands on your knees or your thighs. So your shoulders are nice and loose. If you're wearing shoes, you might want to take your shoes off. You know, or if you've got laces on or something, you can undo the laces just to restrict, you know, just to unrestrict yourself. So if you've got a tight belt on, maybe take your belt off or undo the belt so it's just a bit looser so that you can just feel relaxed, you know, and feel loose naturally, you know, within your body. Maybe if you've got glasses, you can take them off. I won't take mine off because then I can't see anything, but because I've got my eyes open during this, partly. But then, do what feels natural for you. There's no rules, you don't have to do anything. And if you have got your arms, you know, crossed because you decided to do that, then fine, because you can always uncross your arms. If you've got your legs crossed, then that's fine as well, but I wouldn't suggest it. But if you want to do that, that's okay. But then you can uncross your legs if you need to. So it's about doing what feels right for you and feeling comfortable. So I'm going to start. And this is going to last for maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm going to start now. So I'm going to start, first of all, and I ask you to close your eyes. So you don't, you know, I'm not going to sort of spend an hour trying to get you to close your eyes, or trying to coerce you or force you and tell you that you can't open your eyes, you're closed, and the more you try, the less you can open them and any of that stuff. I can do that, but I don't bother because just close your eyes. It's easier, isn't it? And this is all about willingness. This is a participation. This is a mutual thing. Because if you didn't want to be relaxed or didn't want to participate in what we're doing, then you wouldn't be watching or listening to me. But you are. You're listening to my voice. And if you've got your eyes closed, the thing you can possibly notice is you're a bit more aware of my voice. Maybe you're noticing aspects of my voice that you weren't noticing perhaps before. Maybe the accent that I have, or maybe the pitch, maybe it's a little bit lower than you originally thought it was, maybe it's a bit higher. Maybe there's more resonance, maybe there's an echo. And that could be partly because of the speakers you're listening through. If you've got headphones, again, it might sound different. And you could also notice the background sounds. So where I am, I've got birds outside in the trees. Mainly pigeons at the moment, but there's a few other birds. There's lots of birds. I've not counted them. There's a few. And further in the distance, there's a train. So I can hear a train going past. It's not going past, it's quite a couple of miles away probably. And at this point, I'm just going to ask you just to keep your eyes closed for a second, because someone's at the door. Just keep your eyes closed and just focus on the sounds around you. And I will be right back. Thanks for waiting there. Just had my friend, so he's just going to sit in the chair while I do this. So, right. So I want you to hear in the background my friend in my big black squeaky chair. And he's now rolling a cigarette. Maybe you can hear it. There's going to be background sounds on your, you know, your part as well, where you are. Maybe there's a dog in your house or a neighbor's house. Maybe you got a ferret like I have, who's just about to bite my friend's ankle. Maybe you've got a tree outside your house and there's birds, or maybe it's windy. Maybe you can hear the wind. Perhaps there's rain. And that's the thing why I don't do sessions in complete silence, because it's not natural. We all have background sounds. You know, whether where you are, where I am, even if I was sitting on the top of a mountain, you'd still hear birds singing, or you'd still hear the wind. Still might be a mountain lion farting or something. You know, who knows what you're going to hear? There's always going to be sounds. The only way there's not going to be any sounds is if you put cotton wool in your ears, and even then you've got the sounds of your own internal workings. You can still feel the vibrations of your stomach and the, you know, just like the stuff inside your head that's going there. So there's always sounds, and that's okay, because this isn't about being dead. This is about being relaxed. The idea is you can feel relaxed and still have sounds. Feel relaxed with the sound. Feel relaxed with distractions. And actually be at peace with the distractions, because then you can learn to actually be able to be and feel more relaxed wherever you are, whatever you're doing. So if you're at work, sitting at an office desk, and maybe, you know, you've got targets to meet, you're working, maybe you're speaking to somebody on the phone and they're maybe being rude to you, or maybe you've got someone sitting next to you that's perhaps needs to have a wash. You know, it could be anything that's bugging you, but then you can relax into it. You can just allow the sound to wash over you, and to realize that that sense of calmness is not dependent upon there being absolute silence. You can hear Andre in the background. He's making a particularly more noise than normal. And again, I use the word noise. It's sound. Noise gives sound an emotion. It's just sound. And the reason he gets excited is because he likes to see his uncle. He gets excited about that. And that's natural. He's a young lad. He likes it. You know, he gets excited. And there are going to be times, you know, in some ways the best time to relax, to be able to relax, isn't when everything's going well, isn't when everything's really calm and quiet. The time you need to be able to relax is when everything isn't perhaps going so well. Which means when you're in the middle of, maybe it's a wedding, maybe you're doing a best man's speech or a best woman's speech, or maybe you have to do, you know, you've got a project at school or college where you have to read out in front of an audience, and maybe it's scary, you know. That's the time to be able to relax. Or if you're driving, you get pulled over by a police man or woman. And some of those situations can be, you know, relaxing is really useful. Or like I had a pain in my chest, and I managed to relax and be calm. And so instead of it turning into a panic attack, it just turned into a mild a worry, but still a calmness, which I dealt with by going to the doctors the next day. And thank you to Dominic for your presence there. So that's what this is about. This is about learning different ways to relax, different ways to feel calm, but without any kind of technique necessary. It's about getting in touch with that part of you which is just naturally calm. You know, it might be a part that you feel when you're cuddled up next to someone that you love, whether it's a human, whether it's a ferret in my case. Might be a feeling that you have when you cuddle your grandmother, or a feeling you have when you eat ice cream. It doesn't matter what it is. A feeling you have when you see that your favourite pop artist or music band is releasing a new album. Or maybe you've waiting on your phone for hours and you manage to get that ticket to see your favourite comedian or band or whatever. In my case it would be boxing, but not boxes, boxing as in, you know, Anthony Joshua or something. So it's all about that feeling that we all have, that sense of, and I'm not talking about excitement necessarily, just that feeling of calm, well-being. Just a sense of, you know, when you know things are actually okay. Just general. Like, can't quite perhaps put your finger on it, but you know that actually in that moment you're okay. And if you can get to that moment, that feeling, once, you can get to it a million times. It just means it's there. You know? Once you realise you can see your toes by looking down, then you realise that it's just, you know, your toes are there. You know you can see your toes. And that's a really bad example. I wish I thought of something better than that. But it's just nice to be in touch with remembering that feeling of well-being, calmness. You can give it whatever name you want. It's there within you, always available for you. And you know, doing this session here live and also recording it with Andre in the background attacking his uncle, and even though that's, I'd say that's a distraction, but you know what, I have a feeling of well-being talking to you, doing this. This is my feeling of well-being, hoping that, you know, something is useful. One word, what I said, may just attach itself to your mind so that you can start to maybe search more for that feeling and have that experience, that feeling, and maybe more similar feelings more often. That sense of, I mean, some you could use the word equilibrium, but I try not to use words I can't spell. But you can use that sense of just, you know, it's okay. You know, regardless of what happens tomorrow, you are going to be okay. And that's something that we don't have to wait to be alive for 40 years or 30 years or 20 years or 100 years to learn. It's something that you can know, and it can transform the way that you live your life, the way that you experience your life, the way that you enjoy being alive day in, day out. Because ultimately, who do you spend your entire life with? You're born, and all the way through your entire life, the one person you spend your entire life with is you. Which means you are the most important person there will ever be on this planet. To you. Just as I say that, a really meaningful thing, Andre's doing a big poo in the corner. It's a very good the way it mixes together. And saying that you're the most important person in the world to you, it's not about egotism or being selfish or anything like that. It's about caring for yourself. It's about looking after yourself, looking out for you. And you can feel that sense of comfort moving through your body. And just notice how you feel now in your body and in your mind compared to how you felt before we started doing this session. Let's hold 2 seconds. Just going to get Andre. Just going to hold Andre here for a couple of minutes because he's just bitten his uncle. So I want you to just, if you don't mind, just notice, what would you say the level would be between your level of relaxation now and the level of relaxation before you decided to listen to my voice and watch this video? And the thing is, with physical relaxation, we don't really need to separate physical and your mind relaxed, because they both connected. It's a thing called a neck. The head and the body are connected. I know that we've got psychology and they make out that the brain is separate from the body, but it's a neck, it's connected, you know, very much so. Get rid of the neck and neither of them work. So if you relax your body, your mind is relaxed, your mind's relaxed, your body's relaxed. And I know that some of the things I say is very repetitive, and you can ask my friend over there, he will tell you that I'm very repetitive, and there's probably other words that he would probably add to that. But I do stick to the same thing. I do, you know, I do say the same things, and that was Andre sneezing. Luckily, he's got a very cute sneeze. So Emily shakes. He said he's cute. Thank you. He is very, very cute, isn't he? So I feel I need to bring this to an end. I don't want to, actually. I'm quite enjoying it. I know I'm quite enjoying having my friend over there as well, for some reason. I feel I'm probably showing off a little bit. I don't know. I feel I'm quite relaxed, considering I've got I don't normally have an audience. You never listened to me do one before, have you?
I've never listened to you before,
Starbucks. Oh, talking ever. Okay, thanks.
I'm dead.
So, okay, so Emily Shake says, you have to repeat because of the new viewers. That is one of the issues with Emily Shakes. Thank you for your gift. I guess people would have to re-listen to it. It will be available for people to replay it back. Also, this session will be available, because I think they delete it after 24 hours on live.me, but this session, the audio, will be available on my website, jasonnewland.com, and also my podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spreaker, Anchor, you name it. I've got loads. I've got about 35 different podcasts on lots of different directories. I'm all over the internet. Just put my name in, Jason Newland. But I will be back again tomorrow night in the evening. I'm not sure what time, and I'll be doing a hypnotic buffet, which will be a little bit different from this, but I'll be talking about a specific subject. So there's something you'd like me to talk about, maybe leave me a message. If there's something that you think that's relevant, or something you might like me to discuss. So I'm going to go, because I feel a little bit rude leaving my friend over there. And Andre, although he's being cute now, he was a little bit naughty a minute ago, so I have to put him on the naughty step. So thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you very much for all the love that you give me, and also for the presents as well. So thank you, everyone. And I will see you all. And thank you for following me as well. And I'll see you tomorrow night here, same place. And it will be in the evening. And that's it. You can follow me on Facebook if you like as well. Bye, everyone. Say goodbye, Andre. Say goodbye.
Camera shy.
Maybe not. Yeah, he's camera shy. See ya.